Dude.
Welcome to Dudes of Disruption, disrupting your automatics, bringing it to you live on Sundays, 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 90.3 FM, The Voice of Harlem. This week, well, this is like a historic show here.
History making
at Dudes of Disruption. Today we're talking about what's next. With Dudes of Disruption, we'll also be talking about how to complete, say goodbye, maybe ending relationships in one way or another, and making declarations for the future.
The voice they just heard to kick off today's show is that of Tommy Spiro.
That's right.
Creative director.
Yep.
And author
of the book,
Messages.
In the Music.
Yes. Available where?
On Amazon.
And you're listening to the voice of Gregory Neesmith, an entrepreneur and professional coach. And you're going to hear from that dude, Nick, Mr. Good News Papadopoulos, who is a transformational leader, author, and by no coincidence, a
major, big, huge disruptor.
Yes, and a guy who delivers, a dude that delivers some good, good news. And good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, because we know there's disruptors listening all around the world. To us, do what we do every week, and that is awaken the humanity.
Awaken
the humanity.
That's right.
In ourselves and other dudes out there so they can go out and leave their mark in the world. And we are coaches.
Yes.
Like superhero coaches that come together to coach businesses and executives, also one-on-one life coaching, and the Dudes of Disruption has a what?
We have a men's group.
Men's group?
Men's group. We have a men's group, Global Tribe, that meets in New York City every 2 weeks. Our next session, Gregory, our next men's group meeting is Monday, November the 7th here in New York City. So if you're interested, if you're a dude and interested in joining our community, it's a really cool community. Email us at dudesofdisruption@gmail.com. And if you're a dudette who's got dudes in your life and you want them to join a cool community, email us at dudesofdisruption@gmail.com.
Very cool. November 7th. Lucky number seven.
Lucky number seven, night before the election, baby.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. To be down with the dudes.
Yes. Mm.
All right. So the show, like we do every show, we're going to have a say what? Oh, no. Actually, we won't have a say what today.
We're taking say what out?
I think it's a giant say what, actually.
Well, true.
Because some people just popped up on my Facebook stream, and this is probably the first time they're hearing the news about Gregory and I transitioning out of the dudes.
Yes, so dudes and dudettes, this is a special show.
Yes.
It's going to be run a little bit different than we normally do, but we're going to celebrate what we've accomplished as a group.
Yep.
We're also going to talk about what's next, but not just what's next for us. We want to hear from you, Global Tribe. What's next for you? And we will have parting shots like we always do. We'll have our new segment, Ask a Dudette. We'll have Niana Miranda, who runs Raise the Bar, and that helps organizations raise their bar. She'll be joining the show. We'll take your phone calls throughout at 212-650-6903. That's 212-650-6903. Call us. Let us know how you've enjoyed the Due to Disruption over this time that we've been together. And we'll obviously be taking your online comments throughout the show. But first, even though this show is a historic show and run a little different than normal, we're still going to start off this show like we started off every show.
Every show.
With that dude.
That
Nick,
dude.
Mr. Good News Papadopoulos with his opening riff.
I know that, dude.
You say yes.
No. Come on, sing it. Let me hear that voice.
You say goodbye, and I say hello. Hello, 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 Global Tribe. How's that, Tommy?
That was awesome. I love your voice, Nick. I've a newfound appreciation for your singing voice today.
New.
Because
that
it's
is
the
new.
Last time I have to sit here and listen
exactly.
to it.
Exactly. What does that mean? You're not going to be listening to Dudes of Disruption moving forward because, Tommy and Global Tribe, the dudes will continue. Even without Tommy and Gregory, the Dudes of Disruption, every Sunday, 2 p.m., we'll be here, and Monday we'll have our podcast.
Mm, yes,
so,
I will.
Tommy, I may still be singing.
Sing to your heart's content.
Yes.
Do not let somebody like me squash your spirit.
Thank you. And so we start the riff with a quote. And since this is a historic show.
Historical.
I'm going to quote from our very first show. This is show number 80. Just about?
Yeah. Right? Pretty much. Yep. Yeah.
Pretty much. So this is show number 80, our very first show, which was a little over a year and a half ago. I said the following. Heaven knows it wasn't you who set me free. So oftentimes it happens that we live our lives in chains that we never even know we have the key. And how apropos, because we've talked so much about disrupting the automatic, and ultimately, we all have the key to disrupt our automatic, which is part of the reason why you, Tommy, you, Gregory, are choosing to transition out of the show and take on some new endeavors, because inside of this journey over the last year and a half, you've discovered your key to disrupting whatever automatic was getting in the way or wasn't visible yet.
Right.
So, Global Tribe, the intention of this show is to share how to say goodbye. How to say goodbye in an honorable way while still being in love with each other. Because Tommy, Gregory, and I, we're still very, very much in love. The show's intention is also how to celebrate relationships or even projects or situations that come and go in a way that honors them and while also learning from those opportunities. Why are you laughing? Because I said I love you guys?
No, I thought you might be announcing something new to the Global Tribe. We're all in love.
Oh.
I'm kidding. It was time for me to insert snarky comment like I usually do.
Well, that could be part of the say what later on.
Say what?
That we actually are in love and have...
But we're all moving in together.
We're all moving
we're not
going to
do
together.
A show anymore, but we're all going to move in together. Communal living.
So for those of you who've been on our journey for the last year and a half, you know that we have five rules of disruption. And how appropriate that the fifth rule, which we haven't always presented that much, we get to presence in this last show together, okay? And again, just to be clear to everyone, the Dudes of Disruption show will continue. I will still be here on the hot seat while Tommy and Gregory will be in different hot seats. So we're going to start this last show with Gregory and Tommy with our fifth rule of disruption, which is plan from the future and not from your past. How about them apples?
I like that. That's good.
You like that?
Yeah,
okay.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. All right. So planning from history creates impediments in our lives. It gets in our way when we're actually taking the past and bringing it into the present, because you're recycling past choices and past decisions. Learn to write your future on a blank page of paper and declare it out loud. Very much like an artist, right? An artist has a blank canvas. And the good news that an artist has every time there's a blank canvas, anything is possible. So when you plan from the future, you have the power of living in your present based on the declarations and based on the commitments that you're making, standing from a future-based place. This point of view opens you up for achieving what you set out to accomplish without the past and past limitations that we often place on ourselves. The past belongs in the past, and the present belongs to the future we're wanting to create and desiring. So, as we forge ahead, we will continue to forge and disrupt the automatic. But part of this conversation of saying goodbye honorably is to actually honor what's been taking place, the ground that we've accomplished. We've had 80 shows, a year and a half. We've done lots of good things. We've published articles. We've been live at trade shows, right? We've spoken, all this good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For the folks out there, when you're completing a relationship, you don't have to complete it like it's the very, very end. Yet at the same time, you get to acknowledge and honor what's taken place. So the first part of our show, we want to honor the first 80 shows by playing you some of the greatest hits, a compilation of the Dudes of Disruption greatest hits from the first year and a half. How do you guys feel about that?
I can't wait. It's like a trip down memory lane.
A trip down memory lane, yes.
Well, I have to say, if it's any testimony to how far we come, clip number one has to be the opening of our first show.
Okay, got it.
All right, now I'm not going to I don't want to cloud anybody's opinion of it before I play. We could talk about it after. You ready to hear this?
Yes, let's hear it.
Hold on, just to set the stage, when you say this is the beginning,
mm-hmm.
let's be very clear for the Dudes and Dudettes. This is the actual first time
ever,
that the three of us were on air,
right,
mm-hmm.
on internet radio, our first ever broadcast. This is the first few seconds
ever
of us.
Yep, right. And this is like right after Sam, our old engineer, would say, going hot. And we were like, all looked at each other. You guys had like sore throats. And all right, so let's listen to a little clip from our first show, the show intro. This is a doozy.
You're listening to Dudes of Disruption on Talking Alternative Radio with your hosts, Nick and Gregory.
Whose voice is that?
That was me.
All right. This is Nick, Dude of Disruption, committed to creating a tribe
of Global Disruption.
Yikes.
And this is Gregory, the other dude of disruption. Greetings from the Talking Alternative Broadcasting Studio in the Big Apple, Gotham City.
You wait for it.
Here, you make it anywhere.
The Boogie Down.
The City of Dreams.
Wow.
Big City of Dreams.
Wow.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, now, what I love, wow. What I love about that is
that was our first show. Again, Global Tribe, that was our very first show. We've done 80 since then.
And right, I'm glad right, we right. have.
And I think we sound a lot different than we did in show number or minute number one of show number one.
Yes, we do.
Dude of disruption.
Right.
Like the in lengthening right. the words to fill space, and then Gregory just pausing for dramatic effect, and yes. me sounding like a mouse. You're listening to Dudes of Disruption.
You were hiding or something.
Oh my God, it was so awful.
And it's interesting. What folks may not know is I was deathly ill in that first show, and it's really interesting because I wanted to be on radio for so long, and now I have my opportunity. Right, show number one, and how interesting. What message your body sends you, right? I was sick because I was sick from the fear, from the worry, from the anxiety. And I think the lesson that I learned for myself is that even inside of all that mishigas,
mm-hmm.
I still showed up, right? I mm-hmm. still showed up. I still did what I needed to do because you got to jump in at the end of the deep end of the pool at some point.
You definitely do. And what I love about that show, because I was also sick too, because of the belief. And I truly believe that the mind and body are in perfect sync.
Right.
And I was sick mm. that week because I wanted to sabotage this lifelong dream of being on the radio. But the good news right. is, to use Mr. Good News's phrase, there was some good news, is that we didn't let perfection get in the way of progress.
Yes. True, started, very true.
Yep. And we wouldn't have the show we have today if we wouldn't have started the way mm-hmm. we started back then.
You've been listening to Dudes of Disruption. I'm sorry.
It's awful.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's definitely been a journey. And I mean, that alone, listening to that, the sheepishness of our voices, the, oh my God, what do I say next?
Oh my God, we're live.
Like, this is Nick, dude of this, and this is Gregory, dude of this. Oh my God. So listen, if anything, we've certainly learned how to broadcast.
Yes, we've also learned to trust, mm-hmm. to trust our voices,
yes,
to trust each other, to trust in the universe that the message that we're wanting to get across is making a difference. And yes. that's really for anyone out in the global tribe is that it starts with you. You get to choose trust. You get to choose eliminating any of those fears or any of those doubts or any of those little voices, and we've all got them, mm-hmm. who say, you shouldn't be live on the air, whatever version for you is live on the air.
Right.
And so for me, one of the greatest lessons was to trust ourselves. And over the last 80 shows, we continue to trust. And again, our intention has always been to disrupt the automatic so that you, the global tribe, all of us are awakened. So we get to go leave our mark the way we want to leave it.
Very true. And we learned to trust that we don't have to tell people several times that we're in New York City.
Yes.
You said Boogie Down, which actually is the Bronx.
Is the Bronx. Yes, I know.
Yes.
I know.
We used to do that a lot.
Well, that was more because I'm a Yankees fan. I have the Bronx in my head.
Here we go again with that.
Yes.
All right. Well, I hate to break it to you, but we're coming up on a very short break.
Okay.
All right. So
got it.
Very short break, but we should let the Global Tribe know that we still have some more best of clips to
come. Oh, yes, we do.
We have Niana who's going to join us for the Ask a Dudette segment. We're going to talk about what's next for us. We still got Parting Shots, so still a lot more of the Dudes of Disruption to come.
And here's a little Pressure and Time, which we're under today. All right, welcome back to Dudes of Disruption, Disrupting Your Automatics. You're back with Nick, Gregory, and Tommy on what is a historic show today. We're talking about what's next for the dudes.
And what we're doing, again, for those of you, I see folks are joining online, and I know you're joining from all over the global tribe. What we're doing is Gregory and Tommy, who've been part of the Dudes of Disruption, are transitioning out. I, Nick, will continue to carry the torch here at Dudes of Disruption every Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern. And part of the lesson in doing this, or part of the distinction that we want to share with the global tribe is that when a relationship is coming to a completion, there is a way to honor it. There's a way to say goodbye. There is a way to actually move from where we've been to the next phase, still be in love, and still be good with each other. And part of that process includes acknowledging what's taken place. And so what we've started to do is acknowledge some of the best of, some of our best hits. So just to get connected to, like, what worked. Let's celebrate it before we start moving on to the next phase of our lives. Or do the Disruption Show, which, again, will be back next Tuesday.
That's right.
So you got another clip
next
for
Sunday.
Us. Tuesday. Next Sunday.
Sunday. Sunday.
What did I say? Tuesday, Saturday,
yeah.
Sunday?
Are we on every day of the week now that we're leaving? Suddenly, we got an upgrade.
Well, you know what? The podcast is available every day.
It's always available.
Right.
24/7.
Exactly. Okay, so we've got more greatest hits from our past. Again, we're acknowledging the past, and you could do this in your relationships as well before moving on to the next phase. What do you got for us, Tommy?
Are we doing Not Now, Honey? Or is that what we're doing?
Let's do Not Now, Honey. All okay. Right. This is from episode Not Now, Honey?
Yeah, I think it was, yes. Not Now, Honey was the name of the show.
Okay, this is about sex, right?
It's always about sex.
Tommy, some other tips.
Yes, timing is everything.
Ooh, I want to hear more about this.
So if you come home and your woman's asleep, it's like trying
don't
to
wake her up.
It's like trying to start an engine that's cold, you know, like in the winter. You know, it just doesn't work.
Although, Tommy, that might be also. Hold on.
Tommy, so you're saying that Janet Jackson song anytime?
Not in my house. No, but timing is everything.
And by the way, though, it could be considered sexy come home and wake up the missus and be like, honey, I just did a show with the dudes. I'm revved up. Speaking of engines,
Global Tribe. Do you want to be? Do you want your man to wake you up?
That's a good question for the lady.
Yeah.
So you can't come home and say I just watch a bunch of porn and then wake her up. Can't do that.
No, we said no porn.
All right. So
can we ask that question again to the Global Tribe?
Yes.
The question is, if you're asleep at home and your dude comes back, do you want him to wake you up? That's what we want to know.
Specifically for sex.
Well, that's a good question, actually, right?
It's a great question. It's still a very good question.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a show, Not Now, Honey, which was related to sex. Again, I think it's a good show. Well, it was a good show. And
Always a good show.
And a good example of, we've covered a lot over the last 80 episodes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the commonality in all of the episodes is about disrupting the automatic so that we're all awakened, that we're choosing with open eyes. And that was a conversation about sex and relationships between men and women and the automatics that we have about our relationship to sex. And and somehow revving up an engine, was used as an analogy.
Yes. And one of my favorite responses that day to that question was someone wrote, It all depends on how he wakes me up.
I remember somebody saying that. Yeah. Yes, yes.
That's fair. That's fair.
It's almost to that distinction of it's not necessarily the actions or the doing. It's who you're being.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So who are you being?
Who are you being? Exactly.
When you wake your significant other up in the middle of the night.
Love that. Mm-hmm. Less about the doing, although the doing is fun.
Doing is good.
It starts with the being, right? Mm-hmm. The being creates a certain kind of experience.
Mm-hmm.
You got another one for us?
Yeah. You want to do one from one of our Oscar shows? We gave out awards.
Ooh, oh, this is going to be bad.
Award-winning show, we also gave out awards to each of the
dudes. Yeah, the topic that week was, are you a drama queen? I think this was part two.
Right.
Where are you creating drama in your life? And we decided to award each other Oscars.
Right.
And so the other guys, you know, two guys schemed on the other one as to what the Oscar would be. So let's play Gregory's because Gregory hasn't been on the hot seat yet in this show. And camera's on Gregory. So let's listen to a little bit.
I was on the hot seat with that intro that I did in that show one.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, that's right.
I was.
The Oscar for repeated dramatic performance in several romantic relationships goes to Mr. Lover-Lover, Gregory.
I love that English accent. Lover-Lover. I do like the accent.
I can now say the third award is going to go to Tommy.
Oh, no. You have an acceptance speech.
Oh, I have an acceptance speech.
Yes, you do, yes.
Yes.
All right, so...
camera is literally on you.
Yes, it is. And I know why I have got this award.
Mm-hmm.
In my relationships, I've definitely created some drama.
What kind of relationships?
Romantic dating relationships.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yes, and one of the things I am most proud of is that I have disrupted that automatic of being the drama queen.
Yes, you have.
And it's been awesome to go from last year to this year. And
so you may not actually win the Academy Award this year if we were doing it again.
Hey, man, I'm so happy to say that I wouldn't win the award this year for being dramatic.
That's good.
And for the Global Tribe, the context of that conversation, we were busting on ourselves and busting on each other, was really about how often as human beings, in different parts of our lives, we can be addicted to the drama.
Yes.
And how the drama can actually get in our way from moving forward, from getting in the way of our higher purpose and doing what we were meant to do in this world. And so that was a way for us to actually disrupt our automatic, because sometimes the best way to disrupt your automatic is to laugh at it, is not to be so heavy around it.
Right.
Yes, and we definitely did some laughing over some times that were definitely intense. And another thing that was good about that award is it reminded me of one of our five rules, which is look in the mirror first.
Yes.
And I carried around this automatic of, like, women are crazy.
Yes.
And what I finally did is look in the mirror and it's like, oh, I've been the one who's been causing the drama.
Yes.
And then was able to look in the mirror and take responsibility. And then things have changed.
Exactly. Love it.
Yep. Big shout out to a bunch of people on the live stream today who are back from the Meerkat days.
Wow.
Which was our first live stream platform.
Old
school. So shout outs to Melissa and Tammy and Trevor, who joined us. And a big shout out to Tracy, my wife, who I see on there, Iris, and a few other folks. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
We got another greatest hits clip.
Yeah, so you want to go sports?
Yes, let's go sports.
So this is at Nick's request. This is a story that I told during the Super Bowl Day episode when we were talking about sports.
Right.
And just as a setup,
yes.
Let the Global Tribe know how much you love sports.
Right.
Anybody knows my house is plastered with sports paraphernalia. I do not own a jersey. I may have a couple of hats. But I buy my hats based on if it's a cool hat, not what team is on.
Right.
So,
and again, a good example of the different topics that we've talked about over the last 80 shows, where, again, the commonality has always been, what's our relationship to, in this case, sports?
Right. And yes, the story is funny, but there's a very deep, you know, it's deep-rooted,
yes.
You know, my hang-ups with sports. So let's jump into that a little bit.
Who has a story about sports when they were growing up?
Who has some major hang-ups about sports from when they were growing up? Well, as you know...
How did you know he was talking about you?
Yes, it's not you with your white boy afro over there.
I know, like...
It is no mystery that I have some hang-ups around sports. A couple of years ago, I actually had an aha moment as to where that originated. So I was like a string bean as a kid until about 7 or 8 years old. Right after my father died, I actually put on quite a bit of weight. So now I was a chubby kid.
Mm-hmm.
Not very athletic. You know, wore the corduroys at my thighs rubbing together, making that sound, you know. And, you know, but my brother was older brother, played Little League.
Can you do that again?
Like, that's the sound that would drive you bananas. You know, if you've ever been, had to shop in the Husky section at Sears where my mother took me for clothes. Yeah.
Husky? That's what
Husky.
It's called?
Yeah. And the corduroy pants would actually wear out in the middle. So after a while, they wouldn't make the noise because it wore out and it became flat. Anyway.
Oh, Tom.
More about, I know.
You're a tortured soul.
I am. I'm a tortured soul. So, started Little League at around 8. I mean, I wasn't really into it, but I had that, you know, mild enthusiasm.
Right.
But the team was doomed from the start. So in our neighborhood, you know, there were businesses that would sponsor the teams. So we had a restaurant sponsor our team. The name of the restaurant? Roach's Restaurant. Spelled R-O-C-H-E-S, but it was pronounced Roaches. So we were doomed from the beginning.
So the movie Bad News Bears was actually modeled after you guys.
Oh, absolutely. Except we didn't have the cool dad as the coach, you know, who was kind of inspiring these kids. We had the pothead rock and roller with the van that, you know, if it's rocking, don't come a-knocking. So one day he comes screeching, rolling up to the Little League field.
You've already said Husky and Roaches already, and
I know.
I'm fully entertained, and we haven't even talked about sports
yet. So I'm glad that the things that have kept me curled up in a fetal position my entire life, crying myself to sleep at night, are entertaining everybody. I appreciate that. So he rolls up one day. Now, we had probably been losing up to this point. I didn't even know how far into the season
probably.
We were.
Probably.
We were definitely losing.
There you go.
So he rolls up, van door slides open, all this marijuana smoke comes out. I mean, the guy's like, you know, long hair, beard. And he proceeds to lay into us on how much we suck.
Right.
I used a couple of expletives. Well, needless to say, my enthusiasm for sports died on the field that day.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. That may
I
be...
I need to go back to therapy after listening to that.
That may be, that may be my favorite moment of the last 80 episodes.
So are you buying me corduroys for Christmas this year so you can hear my thighs rub together? Uh-huh. Well, thank you. I'm glad that I was able to bare my soul for the entertainment of the show and to move people forward, because that's what it's all about.
Right? I do believe that what struck me in listening to it the second time, and laughing just as hard, actually, the second time, is that what you described, Tommy, which happens to all of us in the Global Tribe, is that major events happen in our lives. Mm-hmm. Or, folks come into our lives, like in this case, your coach. And it's great how you described him. But you have people in our lives who have an impact on us, and that helps to create a conversation that we then start to believe. You know, we're folks who make up meaning about a lot of things. And so in Tommy's case, or in Tommy's share, he made up meaning about how he's not good at sports. Yep. And now he's not really worthy. And so that's a conversation that he then started to find evidence for and reinforce and really start to believe. And it definitely squashed his enthusiasm for sports, which is a big deal.
Very big deal.
I'm quite happy, actually.
He's disrupted that automatic.
He's disrupted the automatic,
yeah,
yes.
It's all good. It's all good.
Cool. It's almost time for another break again.
Yes, yes it is.
Oh my goodness. So we still have more to come in terms of highlights from the Dudes of Disruption.
Yes.
We're also going to talk about what's next for all the dudes. And we still have the Ask a Dude X segment to come up next.
Yes, we do.
More Dudes of Disruption coming up after this music break.
Welcome back to Dudes Disruption, Disrupting Your Automatics. We're having too much fun today. Too much fun. In case you miss our show on Sundays, the Dudes have a podcast that drops on Mondays. You can get it on Podomatic and iTunes. Just search for Dudes of Disruption.
For those joining the conversation, what we're doing and is really about honoring and acknowledging the ground that we've taken over the first 80 shows.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because in any relationship, as it starts to come to an end, it's important to do. So that way you can keep the past in the past. If you don't actually acknowledge it and talk about it and share about it and get connected to it, the past and it's like luggage, like coming along with you along the ride. Even if it's good, sometimes you need to let go of some of that luggage. And so by acknowledging and talking about it like we've been and poking fun at it, and also what we learned along the way, it's a way to keep the past in the past so that we can move towards the future and create the what's next. So we've got one more clip, and yep, then we're going to start talking about what's next.
Right. So this is from the Oscar show again. This is your Oscar, Nick.
Mine.
And of course, this is something you don't do anymore in your life, right?
Exactly.
Sure. Let's give a listen.
Can Sam shut your microphones off?
The Oscar for best use of explosives in an otherwise peaceful movie goes to Mr. Good News, Nicky Romero.
Sam, can you play that one more time? I want the audience to hear that, and especially Mr. Good News, one more time.
A little louder.
Listen very carefully.
The Oscar for best use of explosives in an otherwise peaceful movie goes to Mr. Good News, Nicky Romero.
Nicky Romero.
Mr. Good News.
Mr. Good News.
No. Don't act like you guys. What was that Nicky Romero thing at the end?
Hold on. We are not allowing deflecting.
And you were trying to deflect that day. Yes, you definitely were.
I was. The joke for the Global Tribe, for the newer members of our tribe, the Nicky Romero reference was the Romeros taking on girlfriends.
Hey, girlfriend.
Last name. So they were mm-hmm. they were poking some fun at me. Mm-hmm. And yes, I was a dude who would create drama in an otherwise known peaceful movie. Again, I think the importance of that conversation still holds true today, which is really noticing, really noticing and being okay with and telling on yourself where you're getting in your way. And I know for myself, where I get in my way is by causing drama where otherwise there's a peaceful movie. And that's why I won that Academy Award.
Yeah, and you know, another thing that I know we've talked about before, it wasn't that you stopped wanting to find excitement.
Right.
Or the dopamine spike for those who are into sports
yes.
and exercising, but you shifted where you found it.
Yes, good point, Gregory. It's what your eye is on, right?
Yeah.
So I get excitement now from doing this show. I get excitement from our men's group, the Dudes of Disruption men's group. I get excitement from writing a book. I get excitement from a lot of other things. My relationship with girlfriend, right? I get excitement from those things to get that dopamine rush up.
Very cool.
Awesome. All right. So we're going to be talking about what's next. So we've been talking about and acknowledging what's been taking place. And one of the things that's really, really important as you complete something, complete a relationship, complete a project, complete a situation, it's important to now get you know, you've got a clean canvas. And in that clean canvas, you get to create something new. And so part of that is actually making declarations, declaring, being crystal clear about what your dreams are for your business or for your relationships, eliminating any pessimistic or negative thoughts or disempowering thoughts, and really come to believe that the dreams are worth having and, more importantly, can and will and are actually happening. Instead of thinking that they're ridiculous or impossible, like really start to picture them happening in your mind's eye, like having that be what your eye is focused on. So we want to bring in Nyana Miranda. Hello, Nyana.
Hello.
We want Nyana to help the dudes here for a few minutes talk about the importance of creating what's next. Nyana runs a business called Raising the Bar, and she helps companies raise the bar from bad to bad buttocks. I can't use the other word, I don't think, on FM.
I don't think so.
So
it's my last day. I'll use it. I'm just kidding.
So Nyana helps teams go from bad to bad buttocks by improving and sustaining their culture. The programs that she delivers provides powerful insights to make an impactful, measurable change while empowering employees, cultivating teamwork, and fostering accountability to accomplish company goals. All pretty good stuff. So, Nyana, first question. By the way, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Glad to be a dudette on here.
Welcome to the tribe. So here's a question for you. You know, I just shared a little bit about what's next, and part of what's next is declaring. Why is it important to write and declare out loud your goals? For someone who works with teams and individuals, why is that important? It's an important part of the process.
Yes. So right to what you were talking about, a lot of what the work that we do with Raise the Bar is to bring that human aspect back into the workplace. So it's important for you to write your goals first and foremost, because you got to be able to focus on what you want, exactly what you were talking about. One of my favorite quotes that I say all the time is what you focus on expands.
Yes.
And there's actually research that shows that your DNA actually changes on what you're thinking. So the more that you think about something, the more that your DNA changes. And Dr. Caroline Leaf, she actually has a book called Switch on Your Brain, one of my favorite books, and it goes into detail about the science behind what you focus on expands.
I love that. That's so great. You said Dr. who?
Caroline Leaf.
And the book is called?
What's on your brain?
What's on your brain? And, you know, right before you came on, Gregory and I were talking about what your eye is on, right, what you're focusing on. Because, you know, during, you know, we were talking about the 80 shows, and at one point I had won an Academy Award for causing drama in an otherwise known peaceful movie, right? And Gregory made the point, which is you can still find excitement in your life without the drama or without getting in your own way. You can actually create excitement and that dopamine rush by focusing on things that actually will do good in the world, that will do good in your life, right? Mm-hmm. So that's really what you're talking about. So I love that you're building on that conversation. So here's another question about setting goals and making declarations and creating the what's next. Have you seen a difference between men and women from your experience on how they approach accomplishing their goals and objectives? We're three dudes on the show. It's a show, for everyone, especially for dudes, because we're three dudes. So I'm interested in knowing from your experience in working with individuals and teams, is there a difference between men and women in how they approach goals, how they accomplish them, how they get in their own way?
Right. So in my world, I really don't see a huge difference. I've worked with a lot of different types of men and women, from CEOs to startups, for people that are just starting out their careers. And what is interesting, though, I do hear that women do tend to be more emotional, and they do tend to care more about their goals.
Okay.
But men tend to be more practical, and they actually are the ones, because they're so more focused on their career, whereas women are focused on, historically, having many goals, such as family goals, professional goals, looking good goals.
Right.
Their goals seem to be more spread out.
Right.
So it gets a little tougher for women to have that focus. But I do know that with all of the movements that are on empowering women, I think that these gaps are starting to decrease. And the more that we have these empowerments, the more that women are accomplishing goals at the same rate that men are.
That's great. You know, we run a men's group here in New York City. Our next men's group, Nyana, if you've got dudes in your life that you want to send, November 7th here in New York City, and email us at dudesofdisruption@gmail.com.
I can think of some.
What's that?
I said I can think of some.
Awesome.
Good.
Bring them. We've got a great community. You know, one of the things that we've noticed about men as they go for their goals, and it's not a good or bad or right or wrong, men tend to go things on their own. Whereas women are very good at being inclusive, right? They tend to partner very easily. It's more natural and more organic for them. Whereas for men, often we go at it by ourselves and have the experience, like, if it is to be, it's up to me, which is awesome. And at the same time, it can actually be a bit stressful and a bit tiring.
Mm-hmm.
So for the dudes out there, partner with people, much like we have here at Dudes of Disruption for the last 80 shows. Last question for you, Nyana, before we let you go. What would you say is the most effective way for someone to raise the bar? If you were going to say in 30 seconds or less one thing that someone, or if they're managing a team, what's the one thing they could do to help raise their bar?
I would say the exact same thing that you said about recognizing your luggage and leaving that in the past. So understanding the story that you're telling yourself, is it benefiting you or is it not?
Yes.
If it's not, let that go and rewrite that story, to, like you said, that canvas, and create a new story to get you to where you want to go.
I love it. Leave the past in the past where it belongs, and then create something new with a blank canvas. I love it. Nyana, how can folks in the Global Tribe get in touch with you?
You can find me at, well, my email, Nyana, N-A-I-A-N-A, Miranda, M-I-R-A-N-D-A, at raisethe-bar.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Nyana. Thanks for being on and supporting the Dudes of Disruption, and have a great rest of the Sunday.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
That was Nyana Miranda.
Yeah.
I love what she said. She was actually reinforcing and building upon the message that we've been sharing with the Global Tribe today.
Yep. And she clearly knows how to raise the bar.
The bar.
Yes,
nice.
She does. So nice. On this note of what's next, I mentioned already what's important in what's next is to declare. And I think it's important to actually make declarations in front of other people. Now, why do you guys think it's important to make declarations about what's next for you in front of other people? In this case, it's in front of you two dudes, in front of the Global Tribe, listeners on the radio, viewers online. Why?
Well, you need someone to bear witness.
Yes.
You know, just much like when you go get something notarized, someone needs to prove that you actually said it.
Yes, Mr. Results.
Very That's true. Called accountability,
it
Mr.
Is.
Papadopoulos. If I've learned anything in the last 18 months, I've learned some accountability, especially accountability to partners and being in partnership with you dudes. Yep.
Yeah.
And to me, there's also something powerful about engaging all of your senses in something. So it's one thing to think about it. It's another thing to write it. It's another thing to say it out loud, to hear it come out of your head and the voice, and to have other people hear it. And to me, also the universe starts to get into the mix too. So it's just important to let it vibrate. And that's another way for it to vibrate throughout.
God, you guys are smart. I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you too.
You guys are wicked smart.
And we have some people who are also with us bearing witness today from our Global Tribe.
We have
Danny, who is somewhere out of the U.S. I'm not quite sure what part of the world he's from, but somewhere in the U.K. or maybe even Australia. And then we have, you know, Tammy and a few other folks, Pavel from our men's group. So we have lots of witnesses for these declarations
today.
Okay,
cool.
Very cool.
And I'll say one last thing about the importance of saying declarations out loud is that you change your relationship to them also. So like you said, Gregory, it's a nice idea right now, or it's an idea. And then as you put it out, you start to change your relationship. In fact, it starts to evolve differently. Because what you initially thought you were desiring may even evolve a little bit, mm-hmm. right? Or mm-hmm. or you may be spot on, and now the universe starts to partner with you, and then all of a sudden people are going to show up in your life mm-hmm. to help you on that way. So I'll kick things off, and then I'll hand off to you two dudes.
Okay.
All right, fair enough. So
sounds good.
So I'm here to declare what's next for Coach Nick, Mr. Good News, here on Dudes of Disruption.
You have two nicknames
I have
now.
Two nicknames, exactly. So I'm declaring that I have two nicknames, mm-hmm. Coach Nick and Mr. Good News. So my first declaration is living my higher purpose every day, starting right now, like right now, which is awaken humanity so each person, so each of us gets to leave our mark. And inside of that, it's unleashing a new kind of man in 2016, 2017, and beyond. I think the world is ready for a new kind of man. My second declaration is that due to disruption, again, this show will continue, folks. It will continue. Is nationally syndicated show by 2018 and has at least a minimum of three sponsors contributing to the bottom line.
Nice.
Number three, due to disruption, because this show, as I said, will continue.
It will continue.
It will continue. Mm-hmm. Is on TV, web and traditional TV by 2018. Dudes of Disruption, Gregory, because it will continue.
It will continue.
Has launched a men's movement online platform by March 1st, 2017.
Ooh, that's soon.
That's soon, yes.
Wow.
It's going to be a place where there's, it's going to be like an Amazon.com for dudes. Like, dudes can come to it and learn and get inspired and get connected and learn how to be unleashed as a new man. By February 1st, 2017, my novel, which I'm writing with another brother from our group, Jake, our novel will be complete. The draft will be complete by February 1st, 2017.
And what's the novel about?
The novel's about men.
Nice.
And the backdrop is a men's group, and it's about men's group distinctions.
Nice.
I got a couple of more here. DOD, Dudes of Disruption Men's Group.
Because the Dudes of Disruption will continue.
Yes, and the Dudes of Disruption Men's Group will continue. Mm-hmm. That we're running men's group retreat weekends with over 30 men attending them by June 1st, 2017.
Fantastic.
And the last one is that the Dudes of Disruption continues every Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern to 3 p.m. Eastern, and there's a podcast to drop on Mondays.
Nice. Well, it sounds like you couldn't wait to get rid of us.
The Dudes of Disruption will
continue. Right? Some big plans. Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I love it. That's
Thank
awesome.
You. And all of this really is possible and available because you guys have been on this journey with me. And I know that you will continue to be on this journey just in a different way.
Yes, indeed.
Even though this part of our chapter in our relationship is completing, a new chapter in our relationship will continue. And that's part of my declaration as well, is that we are still in love and we are still in relationship supporting each other.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And in the spirit of continuing, I really feel like it's just begun. Welcome back to Dudes of Disruption, Disrupting Your Automatics. We are having a conversation about what's next. Nick just dropped a whole bunch of declarations about what's next, not only for himself, but for the Dudes of Disruption show and all of its media properties that
yes.
will be coming out in the next yes. in the next year or so. So fantastic with that. That's good stuff. So who's up next? All right. All right. So making some declarations about what's next. You know, for me, over the last couple of years, I've actually found myself saying if I could do it all over again, I would become a teacher. And, you know, we don't get to do it over again.
No.
We only got one time that we get on this stage, right?
Yep.
So talking with my wife about 2 months ago, she's like, why don't you just go back to school? And I was like, yeah, why don't I just go back to school? So from that conversation started me the process of figuring out all of that stuff and applying. And I am about to officially register, like I'm picking courses this week. So I am committed to completing, you know, bachelor's degree program in education and ultimately a master's. And, awesome. And as I get into the latter part of my life, I would like to, you know, move into being an educator, professor, or at least teach at a high school level. You know, in the world that I'm in, you know, career in technical education, you know, design and media, multimedia and all that good stuff. So that's what's happening. And, you know, for me, you know, about planning from the future in order to be a teacher, which is a future based thing. I am a teacher in some ways, but to be like official, you got to go through the steps, which I'm going through right now. And, you know, inside of that, part of it was simplifying my life a little bit and not overcommitting to things and due to disruption, creating a show and delivering a show of such quality as we do each week requires a lot of time and effort. And a lot goes on behind the scenes. I don't know that people get what happens not only before we're here live, but after. Lots of stuff goes on. So, you know, in order for me to be responsible, I decided to step out. And, you know, simplify my life a little bit. And, you know, it was one of the things I always wanted to do was radio. When I was in high school and I wanted to go for communications, the guidance counselor told me, you can't be in communications and radio because you're not good in math. I don't think I've used any math in this room. And you know what? Don't let anybody squash your spirit. You know, I will never be that kind of teacher. I can tell you that. But, you know, it's a check mark for me. I've done radio. I've written a book. And now I'm on to some other things. Creatively, I'm back in my band playing music, which is a commitment, and working and writing, you know, helping my daughter write and produce her own music now. So I got a lot of good stuff happening, and I'm really excited for the future.
Awesome. Cool. Sounds like a great future.
Yes, sir.
All right. And what's next for me? You know, I, for a long time, had struggled with, like, am I special enough? Can I be a difference maker? And recently, I got very in touch with what my calling and higher purpose is, and it's really to fight for the underdog to rediscover how special they are. And that's really important to me, and I feel like there's other underdogs out there that can benefit from that same type of fight.
Right.
And so that drives me to go out and explore, covering the uns, the unthinkable, the unconventional, the unsaid, the unjust, the unbelievable, and, you know, underdog stuff.
I got one for you. How about unreasonable? Oh. That's one of your favorite words. Yes, right. I'm actually surprised you dropped that one.
Well, I'm going to be unreasonable.
Yes, you are. And unstoppable.
Unstoppable,
yes.
And making it happen. So that's what's going to be what's
and
next
and
for me.
And where and when is that happening?
It's going to be on WHCR 90.3 FM, the Voice of Harlem. So I will still be on these airwaves, and you'll be able to check me out. You know, they say bad things happen after midnight. Up until now.
Wow.
Tuesday night, midnight to 2 a.m., you'll get a weekly dose of Gregory Neesmith Show, a special delivery of underdog stuff. We'll have fun things like, why are you still up, as one of the conversations. Because if you're up after midnight, you might need some coaching, and I do coaching.
Yes. Or somebody could be up that late making things happen, like you are.
Yes, and underdogs up there making stuff happen. So we'll have a bunch of things like that, unconventional conversations, uncomfortable conversations, unjust or not just stuff. So it's going to be fun, so please check it out on WHCR 90.3 FM, The Voice of Harlem.
Nice.
Starting next month on my birthday, November 22nd. Wow. The universe is so crazy.
Yes,
sometimes.
It is. Isn't there underdog music? Because there was a cartoon. Right? Was it called Underdog?
Oh, yeah, Underdog. Yeah.
Gregory, you might want to just check out.
You might want to look into
Underdog.
That.
Yeah, I think there's a cartoon, and
he was born in
music.
The 70s. Yeah, it's not too far off his radar.
Yeah, he's looking at me like I'm an old dude. You know.
Hey, I was born.
Congratulations,
in the
70s. That's fantastic.
Thank you. So that's my big declaration, and that's what's next.
Wow.
Awesome.
All right. Well, it is getting down to the wire, guys.
Okay.
It's the last couple of minutes that we are on together in this format of Dudes of Disruption, though I would suspect that we will all be crossing paths and potentially being on each other's shows.
Yes.
And not to say that I won't do something broadcast-wise in the future again. Right. You never know.
You guys are always welcome. Welcome back to the Dudes of Disruption because we're on every Sunday, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
Right here.
Show Sunday, podcast Monday.
That's right.
Yeah, you got to get used to doing the call letters next.
Exactly. WHCR.org, 90.3 FM, Voice of Harlem.
All right. It's parting shots time. It is.
Yes.
It is. All right, so I'm going to go first.
Okay.
See, I don't have to be prodded and poked to go first.
No, you stepped right into that one.
You know, So first, I want to thank the two of you guys, not only for your partnership, but allowing me to find my voice, because it is something you poked fun of me at when we did the Oscar show.
Right.
That I won the Oscar for best performance in a silent movie. And judging from that clip from episode one, I've definitely gotten a little bit better. So I wanted to thank you for that. But more importantly, I've grown as a person. You know, by knowing you guys and being in partnership with you. But I think the biggest thing is that I've grown as a man in being in relationship with you and the things that we've created together. And I'm so grateful for that. And I wish you guys nothing but the best. And I said I wasn't going to cry, and I won't.
Okay.
I'm not. Promise. I promise I'm going to cry. If I was going to cry, it probably would have happened already.
Okay.
And then I also want to individually say, Nick, you're one of the most brilliant and insightful people that I know, and the world is a better place with you in it.
Thank you.
And you will never be alone in the world as long as I walk this earth.
Oh, man. That's sweet. That's sweet. Thank you.
And Gregory, you have such a huge heart. People are drawn to you. I think we saw that this week in our men's group. You know, just the feedback that you're getting, whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Thank you.
Because you're doing it right.
Thank you.
And nobody does it like you do it.
Thank you.
I want to thank all the listeners who have been with us on this journey, a whole bunch of them that are here today on social media. You guys are awesome. You've made it great for us in this space, and it makes it worth it. And I wanted to thank all of you as well. And I'm going to leave you all with a quote, Ancora Imparo. And Nick was just like, what?
Say what?
Which was from Michelangelo, who said that at the age of 87, and translated from Italian, it means I am still learning.
Huh. Awesome. Love that.
Woo! And you're going to continue to be a teacher. So that's awesome. Cool. My parting shot is a thank you to the dudes and dudettes out there.
Yes.
You know, this show doesn't happen without all of your support. And I appreciate it, because if we were just talking and nobody was listening and interacting with us, it wouldn't be why we started this, which was to help folks leave their mark in the world. So thank you, dudes and dudettes. And also thank you to my friends who listen. Even if you think back to episode one, I appreciate your support. And for those who also gave constructive criticism, because you believe that we still had the potential to become the host and the coaches and the disruptors that we are 80 plus shows later.
Mm-hmm.
Also, thank you to Tommy. You are an inspiration. You know, speaking of declarations, I want to have a family one day and have a beautiful wife and a wonderful kid. And so you inspire me every day. Seeing what you've created. There's a saying that the most revolutionary thing a man can do is create and grow a family. And so thank you for being the revolutionary that you are. Also
thank you
for being an author, because I want to be an author one day.
Cool.
And for one of the most brilliant things you ever told to me about my context being that I don't think I'm lovable.
I remember exactly where that happened.
And disrupting that is one of the reasons why I'm taking the next step. So thank you. And then to Nick,
for
being what I call lovingly relentless.
Do you always say
that's
that?
That's a nice way to put it.
No, because you come at me, at Tommy, at everyone so that they can leave their mark.
Mm.
And you're willing to, like, not let up.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that about you. And then also the clarity that you have, that you are about a men's movement. And everything you're doing in life is about that. And the world and men will be better because of it. And then just thank you personally for the coaching you give me all these years. You're one of the reasons why I'm able to take the step of what's next.
Cool.
And so lastly, if you get asked a question, who's got next? Always say you do, because can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody.
Nice. Awesome. Thank you, guys. You guys are very, very sweet. And, you know, the show has part of the show has been about acknowledging and completing our relationship here on Dudes of Disruption. Which, again, for the Global Tribe, I think it's important when you complete something is to acknowledge it, share about it, reminisce, learn from it. Because if you want to move forward, you got to leave the past in the past. Good or bad, just leave it in the past so that you can now paint a new beginning on a blank canvas with all the energy and all the creativity that it deserves. And so we hope that we showed you in our process for the last hour of one example of doing that, completing and acknowledging, and then talking about what's next. Tommy, I want to acknowledge you before we get off the air for being a teacher already. I see how you interact and how you influence and work with the men in our men's group. I watch how you support and interact and mentor and develop your beautiful daughter. And I say beautiful more so from the soul. I mean, like, what an incredible human being in the making. And so how cool that you get to be a teacher on a more formal basis. You're already a teacher, and now you're going to work towards formalizing it with a degree. That is just truly, that is actually a gift to the world. So thank you, because the heart that you have, the world deserves. The kids out there who you're going to impact need it, especially in the world that we're in now. And I also want to say this too. I love you, and I look forward to building and continuing to build our men's group and finding new ways to play. And I love that you brought the humor and some levity to our show when it was needed, because we talk about some serious stuff. I think you always found a way to still make it playful and fun.
And you're just not that funny.
And I'm just not that funny. Exactly. Gregory, I want to acknowledge you for wanting to support and empower everyone in the world. Like, you're just like, you're the point guard. Like, hop on my back. Like, I'm gonna take us to the finish line. The fact that you're standing for the underdog means that everybody in the world is going to get a vote, not just next Tuesday, but every single day, that everyone is going to get to go. Everyone gets elected in your world. Everyone has the opportunity to bring their best self to the world. Everyone gets to feel special because you say so, and you will say so every Tuesday night. And you know what? We all at some point feel like an underdog, so it's pretty cool to have someone like you be our disruption and to be standing by us. You're an organizer, you are professional, you are a gentleman, you are unreasonable, you are simply, like the R. Kelly song says, the best.
Thank you.
You really, really are the best, and I absolutely love the journey that you've been on and the human being that you've grown into. We're going to be back, Global Tribe, next Sunday, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., Man, it just hit me that we're completing this journey.
Wow. Yeah. We're going to say this for the last time.
We're going to say this for the last time.
The closing, yes.
Yeah. So, Global Tribe, we end every show. For those of you who are new, we end with a quote that we've said for 80 shows. Yeah. It's from a Hall of Fame disruptor, Dr. Seuss. I'm going to tweak it a little bit to honor Gregory and Tommy. Don't cry, Global Tribe, because Tommy and Gregory are transitioning out. A big smile and a big hug, because we've had those two dudes for 80 shows, and they brought it every single time.
Dude.
How you feel, brother? Feeling good. You feel good?